This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2323, 5 Ways to Simplify Your Diet by Melanie Schwader with NoSidebar.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from our health and fitness podcast, Optimal Health Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. And please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Dr. Neil with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
5 Ways to Simplify Your Diet by Melanie Schwader with NoSidebar.com. When you're chasing vibrant health and a more minimalist life, you may struggle with keeping these two goals in balance. It may seem that they are contradictory, pulling in different directions, as if we can't have both. After all, in today's world, the notion of health often comes with a lot of baggage, literally and metaphorically. The multi-billion dollar health and wellness industry is thriving, and slick advertising is telling us that we need X, Y, and Z in order to be healthy, fit, and happy. But that's simply not the case. The truth is, you can live a simple life and be joyfully nourished, enjoying good health each and every day, even if you have chronic health issues, which often come with a suitcase full of healing accoutrements. And I know, because I've done it. As someone that lives with a complex illness, I've gone down the health hoarding route, and I know that it's not the only way to feel better. I've had shelves packed with supplements and a pantry packed with expensive superfoods, pills, and powders. I played the game with fancy snacks and elaborate meal plans. And while I may have felt a little better physically, all that clutter and stress certainly wasn't helping my mental or emotional health. All the shopping, planning, purchasing, and prepping took its toll. So after a while, I started paring down on all the complexities of my health regimen and simplified my diet, and I feel better than I ever have. How to simplify your diet. If you're tired of chasing optimal health through expensive specialty foods, or you've had enough of taking fistfuls of supplements every day, this post is for you. Here are 5 ways you can simplify your diet and streamline your journey to vibrant, sustainable well-being. 1. Look for short labels. One of the easiest and most visual ways that you can simplify your food is by literally eating fewer ingredients. Learn how to read nutrition labels and ingredients lists, and start choosing foods that have short lists of recognizable, pronounceable things. Most simple and wholesome foods don't have more than 10 ingredients, or preferably, don't even have an ingredient list at all. 2. Eat raw and whole. Want the simplest food ever? Just pick up a banana, some carrot sticks, or a handful of raw nuts. When you eat foods that are in their natural state and have not been altered, cooked, packaged, or processed, you may get superior nutrition in some cases, but you're also keeping things easy on yourself. For me, this has meant lots of easy breakfast smoothies, fresh fruit and veggies for snacks, and big salads for dinner. 3. Find your favorites. While it can be extremely fun and rewarding to explore new recipes and try new foods, this can be stressful, not to mention expensive, if you do it too often. Make your meals simple and narrow down your choices to a handful of solid, healthy, and tasty recipes that you and your family love. Rotate these favorites throughout the week, and unless you absolutely adore cooking, minimize your culinary experimentation to 1 to 2 times per month. 4. Plan your meals. You've probably heard this one before, and that's because it works. If you want to eat nutritious, wholesome foods while minimizing the amount of shopping, prepping, and last-minute panicking, learn to plan ahead of time. Pick a day and spend a half hour or so organizing meals and recipes for the week, making a corresponding grocery list as you go. This can make your errand running more efficient and minimize those desperate drive-through moments. 5. Reevaluate your supplementation. Often we take way more pills and powders than are actually necessary, especially if we're already eating a nutrient-dense whole foods diet. Depending on your health status, you may want to experiment with reducing your supplement regimen and increasing your real food intake to make up the difference. This can save you money, shelf space, and mental space too. And remember that no supplement can beat the benefits of a nutritious diet, good sleep habits, and solid stress reduction practices. When you've worked hard to clean out your closet, reevaluate your calendar, and declutter your decor, having a complicated and expensive diet can stick out like a sore thumb. Thankfully, there is a way to have a simple, minimalist life and be well-fed too. With these tips, you can clarify the nutrients that fuel you the best, avoid unhealthy and overprocessed foods, and keep the effort to a minimum. As a health coach, I've seen too many people fall into the trap of multiple shopping days per week, pricey supplements, and time-consuming recipes, even the ones that call themselves minimalists. I think it's time that we start extending our minimalist values into our kitchens and learn how to nourish our bodies with real, affordable, unfussy ingredients and stop spending so much energy on planning, shopping for, preparing, and eating our food. Savoring a delicious meal can be one of the many pleasures of a simple life. So, let's not make it harder than it has to be. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways to Simplify Your Diet by Melanie Schwader with NoSidebar.com.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. If you've been a longtime listener, you know that one of my favorite things to do is meal plan. I know that if I don't plan my meals on Sunday, I will not know what I'm going to be eating all week. Then it's too easy to get takeout. It's too easy to end up with a meal that's not so balanced. But I know I'm so much better off if I take 20, no more than 30 minutes to plan my meals for the week and then take the time to just get those groceries. I know I'll be set and I know I eat more nutritiously that way. And then at the end of the week, I feel so much better. I do feel guilty when I end up getting takeout even just one time because I know I'm capable of making a delicious meal at home. And I love this idea of reevaluating your supplementation, particularly when we look at it from a different health perspective. When it comes to the actual ingredients that are in supplements, well, sometimes it's not what they say on the bottle. So what's actually found in the supplement may not match that ingredients label found on the supplement's packaging. So if you want to make sure that the supplement you are taking has met quality and purity standards, that it actually contains the ingredients it's supposed to, there's a great website that I like to use called consumerlab.com. If you're a current student at really any accredited university, they probably already pay for the membership to consumerlab.com, but the membership is available to anyone and it's not that expensive. I want to say it's like $36 now for an entire year's subscription. And it's all on the web. You just type in the supplement you're interested in. They're an independent company that basically analyzes as many supplements as they can to make sure that it meets quality and purity standards. But there's another trick that you can use. When you're perusing the supplement shelves, when you're interested in buying a supplement, take a look at the packaging. Look for a USP symbol or an NSF symbol. Sometimes a supplement will have both on there, and that's great. One, or the other, or both, means that the supplement has gone through some testing and is likely reliable when it comes to the fact that it contains the ingredients in the amounts listed. And it's probably relatively free of any impurities. Oh, and don't forget, You can hear a lot more from No Sidebar if you're subscribed to my brother's podcast, which is Optimal Living Daily. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow, my favorite day because it's our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.